Welcome back to the Roundtable. Since 1985, Vassar College and New York Stage and Film have been partners in the powerhouse theater season, a collaboration known for being the springboard for new productions that go into theaters across the country and around the world. The 2019 season began this past weekend and continues through July 28th, bringing some of the most influential theatrical voices working today to Poughkeepsie, New York for fully staged productions, workshops and readings of new plays and musicals, and readings of other works in progress. Joanna Felser is the Artistic Director of New York Stage and Film, and she joins us with a preview. Joanna, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much. Always such a pleasure to be in conversation with you.
So before we talk about this season at Vassar, it has of course been announced a while ago, but we haven't talked about it. You're leaving New York Stage and Film. You got an excellent new job. Berklee Repertory Theater is stealing you away.
Yeah, no, it's a big change, and yeah, it's been a really beautiful and surreal 9 months of anticipating this change. You know, I've had a relationship with New York Stage and Film and Powerhouse that is now more than 20 years long, which I feel unbelievably fortunate and grateful for. It has been, you know, the home of my adulthood, really, up to this point, and the place that has allowed me to grow as a creative producer and become an artistic director and to work in the company of literally now decades of extraordinary artists. So hopefully I carry all of that with me. I'm going to remain on the board of New York Stage and Film and work alongside the founders in an advisory capacity for the company. So you're not rid of me. And I imagine that my relationship to this company will be lifelong. I'm also really, really pleased about the appointment of Chris Burney, who will succeed me as artistic director. And one of the sort of strange and wonderful things about this summer is that Chris is actually in residence throughout the entire Powerhouse season working alongside me, so that we have, you know, 2 months to fully indoctrinate him before I head west, and he can really pick up all the particularities and see how the structure works and have a chance to work alongside these artists and meet our audience members and really steep himself in the very specific culture of a Powerhouse summer.
Well, we will miss you, but Berklee Rep is lucky to get you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back a lot.
I hope so. So, but before you go west, we have a lot of fantastic offerings to talk about that will be performed at Vassar. Do you want to begin with the main stage?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, in thinking about this season and our 35th, it felt really important to me to include artists who represent in some ways some of the real timeline of New York Stage and Film and Powerhouse. So we're kicking off the season with a beautiful play called The Bandaged Place by Harrison David Rivers, directed by David Mendizabal. Harrison was a Founders Award recipient of ours a few months ago, which means that as an early career writer, he spent a month in residence with the company with no imperative other than to delve deeply into his own work and to be part of the creative community that we form each summer. And we always hope it's going to be somebody with whom we end up with a long-standing artistic relationship, so I'm incredibly proud to be giving him this world premiere. It's a gorgeous play about a young man who's a dancer who has been in a very tricky relationship with his lover, former lover, when the play begins, and we see the impact of that relationship on this man's family, on his 8-year-old daughter, on his grandmother, on his former partner, and on the other people who come into their lives. It's given us a great opportunity to work not just with Harrison and David, but to be bringing in a movement person, to be working with a wonderful designer who's also creating some original compositions for us. So that's the main stage play that we will launch the year with.
That's called The Bandaged Place by Harrison David Rivers, and it's running June 27th through July 7th. At Vassar in the Powerhouse Theater. The next main stage show is called Lightning or the Unbuttoning.
Yeah, Lightning brings back to the Powerhouse one of the artists who we really consider family, Beth Henley, who, as you know, won the Pulitzer Prize for Crimes of the Heart. She's also well known for her play The Jacksonian, which we helped to develop a couple of years ago before its highly regarded run here in New York City. Somebody who we've worked with many, many times over the last 30-plus years. This play, Lightning, tells the story of a young woman, abandoned in a cabin at the top of a mountain, who encounters a traveling salesman who comes by to try and sell her a lightning rod. And, you know, Beth always has the most poetic, gothic, bloody imagination, and this play, I think, brings all of those to bear. She's working for the first time with Mark Brokaw, an extraordinary director who we've had the great pleasure of working with. He directed Eric Bogosian's play 1+1 for us years ago. He's worked with Joanna Murray Smith and Diana Sun, and of course, he's incredibly well known here in the city for his productions of How I Learned to Drive, among many other things. So delighted to put those two together. We're in the midst of casting right this second, so we'll have more to tell you soon. But it's a really exquisite play, and I'm unbelievably proud to bring Beth back this year.
The second main stage show, Lightning, by Beth Henley. And of course, all this information is available at powerhouse.vassar.edu. Next up, let's talk about some musical workshops.
Oh my gosh, there's just so many. You
yeah.
know, I think as a company, we've so fallen in love with these opportunities to support these teams of artists as they work on new musicals. And I think it's also a real necessity. You realize that a playwright can actually go a significant distance on their own, alone in a room. But with musicals, you really have to have the support and the structure that a company like Powerhouse brings, even to assemble the right people in the room to allow a creative team to hear it. When you realize that in order for a writer and a composer to even kind of hear the totality of their work, you need to have a cast, you need to have given them enough time to learn the songs, which means you need music directors and band members just to get to the point that they can really begin a development process. So this year we have three relatively large-scale musical workshops, and then a number of other musical readings that are part of our season. But we are beginning with the divine Rachel Chavkin, who just won a Tony Award for Hadestown.
Yeah.
And we're
gave
bringing
the
Rachel
best
back
speech.
Unsurprisingly, mm-hmm. like the smartest, most articulate, most politically astute, pointed, and yet compassionate speech. I mean, all of the things that Rachel brings to the beauty of her work. She managed to sum up in less than 90 seconds the other night.
Yeah, she's very good. She's very good.
Yeah. So she's been with us once before. This is the second time. And this is a piece that she is really creating alongside Heather Christian, who's an amazing composer. This is a piece that they've been working on together for a couple of years. It's based on a novel by Mack Wellman. And it is a wild, challenging, hugely imaginative journey, sort of into the backwoods of post-industrial America.
It's called Annie Salem, An American Tale. It's a book by Rachel Chavkin, music by Heather Christian, lyrics by Heather Christian and Rachel Chavkin. At Vassar, July 5th through the 7th, the next musical workshop you have is the Elementary Spacetime Show.
Cesar Alvarez is a composer who I first became aware of when I saw Lear de Bessonnet's amazing production of The Good Woman of Sichuan that she directed a couple of years ago, starring Taylor Mack. Mm-hmm. And Cesar and his band, The Lisps, created original songs and performed them in the context of this show. And I was like, who is that? And then I saw a piece that he created called Futurity that was done here in New York a couple of years ago, and he's just somebody I've been dying to bring to Powerhouse. So this is a piece called The Elementary Spacetime Show that Cesar and his partner Emily Orling have created. They're working really closely with the director Sarah Benson, who just directed Fairview, and who runs Soho Rep. So imagine these three brains together.
Yeah.
And what they've done is create almost a vaudevillian take on the crisis that is teenage suicide in our country. And I don't mean to make light of that at all, but what they've done is bring humor and warmth and an acute perception to this character. And we track her journey as she wishes to die and is prevented from doing so by a number of different forces. They define this as a cosmic vaudevillian game show.
The Elementary Spacetime Show. And the next musical workshop is Goddess.
Goddess is being created by Jocelyn Bio and Michael Thurber alongside the director Sahim Ali. We had the great pleasure of working with Jocelyn several years ago on a play of hers called Nollywood Dreams. And then, of course, she sort of took the theater community by storm with her play Schoolgirls, or the African Mean Girls play, which is now being done all over the country. And this is Jocelyn's first musical. It's set in a nightclub in Mombasa in Kenya, centered around a young man who is part of a political dynasty in Kenya. And when he returns to really take over the family business, he is perhaps waylaid by some of the denizens of this nightclub. It's based around the ancient myth of Marimba, the goddess of music. And Jocelyn's humor and warmth and compassion and sense of humanity are all over this piece.
That's Goddess, July 26th through the 28th in the Martel Theater. It's a musical workshop. For Inside Look Workshops, The Best We Could, A Family Tragedy by Emily Feldman.
Yeah, this is a play by a young writer named Emily Feldman, who I've just been introduced to over the last year or so. But I think a year from now, everybody's going to know her name. So this is one of those great powerhouse moments where I think we have the opportunity to serve an artist relatively early in their career. And, you know, sometimes we're lucky enough to do it just in the moment before they really crack wide open. In fact, this is a play that will be seen at Manhattan Theater Club later on in the season. So we're giving Emily and her director, Daniel Aachen, who we have a long, long working relationship with, an opportunity to really dig into the guts of this piece. It's a really warm-hearted tale of a young woman and her father on a road trip across the country.
The Best We Could, A Family Tragedy by Emily Feldman, directed by Daniel Aachen, July 25th through the 27th in the Shiva Theater. And then in the few minutes we have left, you have just a staggering amount of readings that you'll be presenting for people to get some, like you mentioned earlier, for creators to get early eyes and ears on what they're working on.
Yeah, and it's a really rangy group. Sarah Rule is coming to us with her play Becky, Nurse of Salem, which is her take on the contemporary descendants of some of the Salem witches. A wonderful writer named Jessica Huang and her play The Paper Dreams of Harry Chin. Martina Mayoke, fresh off of her Pulitzer win with a play called Sanctuary City. And many, many more.
And then you also have the training company to keep track of down there.
Sure. And then we have 51 young artists who come from all over the country to study acting, playwriting, and directing. And they do their own season of work. They work alongside the professionals. They perform for the public. They are embedded in all the other rehearsal rooms. And it's a real transformative experience for many, many of them.
Vassar and New York Stage and Film present Powerhouse Theater on the campus of Vassar. powerhouse.vassar.edu for showtime and ticket information for everything we've mentioned and more. Joanna Felser is the artistic director of New York Stage and Film. Outgoing will be at Berkeley Rep next year. Joanna, it's always wonderful to chat with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Vassar and New York Stage and Film present the 2019 Powerhouse Theater season through July 28th. To learn more, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.